Okay, Finny.
Okay, Danny.
Give me an object.
An object. Let me think. Popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yes.
Give me a place.
The Full House house.
Give me an emotion.
The popcorn is angry.
Once upon a time, there was a piece of popcorn named Trevor. Trevor wanted more than anything in the world to be famous. He wanted to be a famous piece of popcorn, not just any old piece of popcorn. He wanted to be the piece of popcorn everybody remembered.
Like the same
everybody
popcorn?
In the whole wide world know well.
There
no
he
one
was.
Could really hear popcorn sing.
Really? All the other popcorns?
Popcorn is going to pop, and then it's going to get eaten. So the question for Trevor was, how can I pop and get eaten more spectacularly
than
any piece of popcorn in the history of all popcorns?
Get a spectacular
I want to be the best popcorn that ever was.
But Jacob had already got a famous person to eat him, so that would be just copy.
Yes, Trevor had bigger plans, and Trevor, by the way, was still just a kernel. And he had big dreams of the day that he would pop, and then whom would eat him.
Why do you always say whom?
I don't know. Because it's grammatically correct, and I'm a stickler for the rules.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not.
No, not so much. and...
kind of are, but then you're not.
So, then Trevor had an idea. He decided that he needed to be eaten on a TV set. Something that everybody would see. Somewhere that everybody would watch him pop and then watch him get eaten. He had some friends in Hollywood who wrote shows and movies and whatever. And one of his friends had just landed a gig writing Fuller House, the Full House sequel. So he was pretty excited about his new plan, and he went to find his friend. So he hopped around, found his friend, and said, "Hey, pal, can you get me in this script?" And he's like, "Oh, everybody's asking me that. Because I know, and I wouldn't ask you if it wasn't super important, but this is my big shot." And Trevor's like, "All right, you're just a popcorn kernel. I mean, no offense, but..."
We're like, "All right."
But it's really... What?
Who said all right?
His buddy who was writing Fuller House, the script.
He said Trevor said.
Trevor said to him, to his buddy. His buddy's like, "Okay, yeah, sure. You know what? You're just a popcorn kernel. No offense. I mean, popcorn kernels are great. I mean, we've been great friends for a long time. But I think I can squeeze you in. Like, I had a hard time getting my cousin a role as an extra. But I think I can get a popcorn kernel on set." So, stuffed them in his pocket and went back to writing.
Wait, is it a person?
Yes.
Oh,
so
it's a popcorn kernel.
No, Trevor's a popcorn kernel. Okay. Everybody else is just people's. Anyway, so Trevor decided that he would write... Trevor's buddy decided that he would write a scene where Kimmy Gibbler pops some popcorn and then chokes on a piece of popcorn when someone tells her a joke. And he knew that he needed just the piece of popcorn for her to choke on. A guy who would be good at acting like a chokey corn. So, the day came. Trevor had the big role. He was excited. Got up early. went for a run, went in with his friend, and there he was, planted right in the middle of the popcorn maker pan. Sure enough, halfway through the day, they called action, and his big scene was there. It got so hot under his feet, he was hopping and hopping and hopping until kapowie, he became a full-on piece of popcorn. And as soon as he became that piece of popcorn, Kimmy Gibbler grabbed him and stuffed him in her mouth. And sure enough, Trevor knew what to do. He grabbed the edges of her throat and made her choke. So she choked for real. And it looked like a great choke on screen. She was going to fake it, but turns out she really did choke. How convenient. She coughed and she coughed and she spit up one piece of corn that went flying right at the camera. And it stuck right on the lens of the camera. Cut to the director. That was genius. That popcorn kernel was perfect. It hit right on the lens. Trevor was so excited. He was going to be the most famous popcorn kernel ever. He was going to fly into the homes of everyone across the world. He was so excited. And then the cameraman flicked him off the screen and into the garbage can. The end.
Wait, then you
get
to be on TV.
Yeah, they put it on TV. But he wasn't really around to see it.
But he yelled, cut.
Yeah, but then they had it on film and they put it on later. The end.